USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. While Washington decides how much more support to send Ukraine in its war against Russia, Ukrainian forces confirm they have pulled out of the key city of Avdiivka. It is the second significant loss for Ukraine along the front line since Russian troops managed to advance into Bakhmut last year. Meanwhile, there's a new bipartisan foreign aid bill crafted by an equal number of House Republicans and House Democrats that would send more help to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and help the Pentagon replace weapon stocks sent for allies overseas.
If Ukraine will be alone, you have to understand what will be. Russia will destroy us, destroy Baltic, destroy Poland, and they can do it.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky on a CNN foreign affairs panel. The bipartisan $66 billion House measure, unlike its $95 billion Senate counterpart, does not include much of the humanitarian assistance, but rather focuses heavily on allied military needs. The bill also includes provisions for U.S. Central Command to keep up the fight against radical Islamic forces in the Middle East. Former President Trump has suggested the U.S. offer loans and not direct handouts. Trump, very clear about how he feels about the order to pay over $350 million in his New York civil fraud trial.
This judge thought Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million and it's worth anywhere from 50 to 100 times that amount. So we realized that. He ruled against me before he even got the case. He ruled against me, said I was guilty. He didn't know what I was guilty of.
Trump will most likely have to pay the $355 million before he can appeal. On that note, perhaps you're interested in a pair of new Trump sneakers. Shortly after the verdict, the former president announcing at Philadelphia's SneakerCon Saturday that he believes the shoes will be a major success. The website selling the shoes also features a perfume and cologne on sale for $100 each. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The FDA is approving Xolair as the first and only medicine for people with one or more food allergies. It's an injectable asthma medication, and after clinical testing, it showed it helped people who had food-related allergic reactions. During the testing, the study showed a significantly higher proportion of food allergy patients as young as 1 year treated with Xolair could tolerate small amounts of peanut, milk, egg, and cashew without an allergic reaction compared to a placebo. The medication has been out since 2003. For food allergies, the patient would take the med for about 10 months at a cost of around $3,600 per month. The White House is speaking directly to concerns related to a national security threat flagged by the chair of the House Intelligence Committee last week, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
He says this capability has not been deployed by Russia and that no one is in immediate danger. Republican Mike Turner wants the Biden administration to declassify the details so they can be discussed openly. Lawmakers were briefed on Capitol Hill last week. There's likely to be a renewed call from the UN for a new ceasefire agreement in Gaza this week. By Tuesday, UN leaders are set to vote on a resolution calling for another pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. The UN would issue the call based on humanitarian needs inside the Gaza Strip. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.